AP Update. I'm Diane Kepley. Several people have been arrested in Turkey following the assassination of the Russian ambassador in Ankara. Terrorism expert Said Sadek believes the attack was designed to hurt relations between Turkey and Russia.
Turkish-Russian relations had gone through some difficult time, but it had been improving. And I think it improved more after the coup attempt inside Turkey. Erdogan had been suspecting many countries, members of NATO, including the U.S.
The gunman had shouted slogans about Syria and Aleppo. Today, Russia announced it's moving ahead with Turkey and Iran to work on a peace deal for Syria, despite the attack. State Department spokesman John Kirby reacted.
If that's the case, and it can lead to a sense of calm enough in Syria that political talks can resume, then that would be great, and that's what we'd like to see.
As those negotiations begin, the evacuations from Aleppo continue. More than 37,000 people have already made it out of that city this week. AP Update. I'm Diane Kepley.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.